Shifting jobs at a school is a normal procedure as student enrollment changes from year to year. Some teachers retire, and others just want something different. This year, there are four main changes with the teaching staff at the grade school. New teacher Sarah Haddad-Dems will be teaching the fifth grade. She's coming to Petersburg from Haines, where she was filling a one-year contract for technology work. Although Dems has been in Alaska for just 1 year, she's taught in grade schools for several years. She says she's glad to be getting back into the classroom.
I'm excited about that. That was my first love, so it's kind of neat to be able to get back and back with the little kids full-time. Last year, I did a part-time position as a math specialist in elementary, so I've kind of been slowly transitioning back, but not full-time for a while, so I'm excited about that.
In recent years, Dems has been in technology for K through 12 students. She was the technology coordinator for a few school districts. Last year in Haines, she was a technology integration specialist, coaching teachers on new technology. She says she's happy that the Petersburg School District uses it as a tool.
I feel like, you know, you need to balance it, but it can be an amazing tool if you just do it correctly. And it really helps with engagement for the younger kids.
Another new teacher at the elementary school is not really new. Stephanie Powick has been subbing at the school for the past 3 years while she was raising three little ones at home. Before that, Powick taught third grade for 2 years in Washington. Her outlook is positive for getting back to teaching full time.
I feel good. I'm excited to work with all the great teachers, and I love working with kids.
Powick says teaching a combined third and fourth grade class this year will mean a combination of instructing the students all together and separately.
You want to start out the year treating it like as if it's one class complete, and you do a lot of team building in the beginning of the year. And then you do divide them out a bit for math because they have so many different math skills. You kind of go with their individual levels for reading. You can kind of make groups within your class that have similar skill sets.
A fifth grade teacher from last year moved into a new role. Actually, Eliza Warmack has three new roles.
One is Title I, and in this school, that's doing small reading groups and also supporting English language learners in the district. So in all of the school buildings, if there's an English language learner, I will be supporting them. And then the migrant education piece are those fishing families. So there's a grant that provides assistance to those families in different ways.
Warmack says the idea for her to move from the classroom to a specialized role came from her principal, Terry Toland. And Warmack agreed it was a good idea.
So I'm most looking forward to providing targeted support for small groups in a peaceful classroom filled with books.
Another role change at the Stedman Elementary is last year's fourth grade teacher, Heather Kahn, moving into the elementary's special education position. She's taking over for Martha Bless, who retired. Special ed is a place where Kahn feels right at home, having taught it for 6 years in Colorado. This is what she likes most about it.
The relationships. I mean, I get the relationships in the regular ed classroom, but you're servicing a smaller population in special ed, and you can build those one-on-one relationships.
School starts at the Ray C. Stedman Elementary on Monday, August 28th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.